Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Our lesson is from the inspired writing of the Apostle John. John is often considered in terms of a man of great love and kindness and tenderness and his closeness with God. He is generally considered to have been the disciple to whom Jesus gave charge and care of his mother Mary when he was dying on the cross. The gospel according to John is the one that emphasizes the love of God for man and the love of Christ for the lost and the love that man is to have toward God and his fellow man. Therefore, John is often called the apostle of love. But there was a side of John, though not contradictory to that of love, that is coarser and more blunt, one that hardly sustained his reputation of the popular notion that gentleness was his only trait. In Mark chapter 3 and verse 17, it identifies John as the brother of James and a son of thunder, implying exceptional zeal and aggressiveness with a forcefulness that at times was almost ferocious. And one of those times is recorded in Luke 9 and verse 54, when Jesus was coming into a Samaritan city but was not well received. John suggested a stern and rather harsh action against them and thought the Lord would command the fire to come down and consume them. And another time when John was more aroused was when he and his brother James caused dissension among the apostles by asking for places of special honor and privilege in the Lord's kingdom. Well, what John wrote was not of his own will, of course, but the will of deity who guided him. His words of teaching were inspired and infallible. And this same John wrote letters to Christians that we call 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. In 1st John, 5 times he identified those he called liars. He asked the question, who is a liar? The word liar is a very strong term, and many are provoked to greater anger when it is applied to them. Many are even slow to apply the term to those who are obviously just exactly what the word suggests. The scriptures have strong and condemning words for those who are flippant and irresponsible concerning telling the truth. Most people have some respect for what they think is the truth. They do not always know the truth, but they respect what they think is the truth. Sometimes you encounter those who are liars, who know they are liars, and God knows they are liars, and they have little respect for the truth even when they know better. But they are generally the exception. In our judicial courts, witnesses must assure the court that their testimony is the truth. And failure to tell the truth is perjury, and those who are guilty of perjury are subject to punishment. A lie is the opposite of the truth. Whatever is not truth may properly be called a lie, although many times people do not intend to lie. Lying is one of the most reprehensible and despicable deeds of the human family, but it is frequently done. The reason we need to consider John's definitions of liars is because he mentions some that people do not generally place in that category. We usually think of those who deliberately deceive and mislead and misrepresent and falsify to be liars, and they are. But John assigns the term to some who simply do not hold to what God has declared to be true. The reason for the lesson should be easily grasped, seeing that John wrote in Revelation 21 and verse 8, that among those that shall be in the lake of fire and brimstone are all liars. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 6, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Those who claim a fellowship with God, but at the same time live lives of sinfulness, are liars, according to the Holy Spirit. Darkness and light cannot exist at the same time in the same place. Light is often used in the scripture to denote purity and goodness. Darkness is to depict wickedness. And just as darkness and light cannot exist together, neither can sin and righteousness remain side by side in the same heart and life harmoniously. Darkness is used to define the kingdom of Satan from which the saved have been delivered, Colossians 1 and verse 13. It depicts evil and corruption and impurity and that which is opposite to God and His Son, Jesus Christ, and that which they taught. To walk in the light means to live in harmony with the Lord's law. Such harmony brings us into fellowship with God and is necessary to maintain that fellowship. Therefore, we are deprived of fellowship with deity if we choose to go the dark and dreary way of sin, but inconsistently and erroneously claim fellowship with him anyway. This should provoke us all to examine the path of life that we trod. And in the same chapter, verses 8 and 10, John said that the one who says he has no sin is a liar. He calls them liars in two ways. One, truth is not in them. Two, their claim makes God a liar, something which, of course, is impossible for God to be, according to Hebrews 6 and verse 18. Jesus did not sin, neither was there guile found in his mouth, 1 Peter 2 and verse 22. And since deity cannot, has not, and will not lie, and deity says that we all do sin, those who take issue with that, they are the ones that are the liars. It is characteristic for people to attempt to escape their guilt and responsibility for sin. Sin has been called just a weakness, or disease, such as drunkenness, or some other softening of the matter of sin. But we need to hear God and learn the weight and the wages of sin, its destructiveness and its havoc. We need to develop a genuine reproach and hatred toward sin. To deny that we do sin is to bring condemnation upon ourselves. Please note, these words were written to those who were already Christians. So away with that false idea and doctrinal notion that Christians do not sin and cannot sin so as to be lost. Christians make a serious mistake not to pray to God for forgiveness and being of a penitent heart. There is a different relationship with God between the Christian who sins and the sinner who has never come to Christ. Christians have the privilege of prayer and can ask to be forgiven. To deny sinfulness is to make ourselves liars. In 1 John 2 and verse 4, "He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him." Refusal to obey God makes one a liar. Notice verse 3. We can know that we know God if we obey him. It is futile to claim this saving knowledge and at the same time defy and deny and disobey his commandments. To know God means more than simply having a knowledge that God exists. Many who are lost know God exists. Many will even admit his existence. They know of which John wrote refers to that close relationship between the Christian and God, like that of a parent and a child, a father and a son or daughter. The Christian knows God's characteristics, likes and dislikes, and his will, his expectations, and enjoys his presence. To have enjoyed good fortune does not necessarily mean that one is acceptable to God. Sometimes people are heard to say that the Lord has been with them over the years and that the Lord has walked hand in hand with them through life and blessed them as a father would a child, and yet it cannot be so because they have not ever obeyed or entered into that saving relationship with a knowledge of God that can be ours only upon our obedience to the gospel. If we really know God, we will obey his word. And also in 1 John 2 and verse 22, we read, "Who is a liar but he that denieth Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son." Now this makes many people of this mixed up world, even religious people, liars and subject to the lake of fire and brimstone. Some consider Jesus as nothing more than an influential first century Jewish teacher. Some consider him to be a good man, or maybe some other respectable thing, but not the Son of God and not the Christ. But to refuse to confess Jesus as the Christ, the Son of God, is to make oneself a liar, John teaches. And this would include all infidels and atheists and agnostics and those who serve other gods and other religions, such as the Jews, the Mohammedans, and others who may even claim to serve Jehovah but deny Jesus as the Christ. The failure to confess Christ is tantamount to denying Him, Luke 12:8-9. We are either for Him or we are against Him, Matthew 6:24, Matthew 12:30. It is equally impossible to say you believe God, but deny that Jesus is His Son. Jesus repeatedly affirmed He is the Son of God. He either told the truth or He is a liar, an unthinkable conclusion. Verse 23 makes this point with force. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father, but he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. And finally, in 1 John 4 and verse 20, John identifies a liar this way. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how could he love God whom he hath not seen? Love brings forth actions, dear people, expressions of kindness and consideration, respect and helpfulness. Hateful words, spiteful behavior, rudeness, deliberate injuries shows a lack of love. And John reasons so sensibly. It is natural to love what is nearby and can be seen. But if we cannot love our brother who is nearby and very visible, how can we say we love God whom we cannot see? Yes, this son of thunder hurls a thunderbolt against those who withhold love from other people. Those that love God will love those whom God loves. Jesus taught that loving each other is the way that we show that we are His disciples. In John 13:35, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. In these five ways, John identifies a liar. If we be indicted by these words, let us steadfastly examine our hearts and remove the lies. Replace them with truth. Escape the lake of fire and brimstone. Be the people of truth that God expects, not only telling the truth, but conforming to the will of God in our lives. Let us never be justifiably defined as a liar, as John has defined them. It is truth that makes us free. This has been A Burning Fire, and your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.